CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 17th of July 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines, latest convention news, National Hamfest attractions, new CIS PR/H committee chair. The RSGB 2016 convention takes place on October the 7th to the 9th at Kent Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. One of the talks from last year is now available for members to view via the RSGB website. It's called What Makes the Pings Go Ping? A Deeper Understanding of Meteor Scatter by John Warsnock, G4BAO, who looks at the principles behind meteor scatter. He covers everything from the formation and types of meteor trails to the effect of operating frequencies and of path geometry, including the antenna and its environment, as well as receiver performance. To view this very interesting talk, go to the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org/ping-talk. And for more information on this year's convention, go to the RSGB website with the same URL, /convention. The National Hamfest takes place at the Newark Showground in Nottinghamshire on the 30th of September and the 1st of October. This year the flea market has been redesigned, providing low-cost table space for selling your personal excess equipment and junk. If you do not wish to sell items yourself, then the large bring-and-buy stand will look after the sale for a small commission. It'll be open from 09:30 each day, located from the marquee immediately outside the George Stevenson Hall. For fast-track entrance tickets or flea market bookings, please visit www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. The German National Society, DARC, has reported that Thilo Kuhn, DL9KCE, has been elected as chair of the CISPR/H committee. CISPR is the International Special Committee on Radio Interference. The RSGB is looking for a new company secretary. This is a key role in the society's governance regime and provides important support in the running of board meetings and annual general meetings. The main duties of the post are set out in the society's articles of association, and detailed terms of reference are available from the general manager by email, gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Applications should be in by the 31st of August. The RSGB board chairman, Steve Hartley, G0FUW, will address the AMSET UK International Space Colloquium at the Holiday Inn Guildford on the 31st of July. He'll be giving an insight into the RSGB support given to the schools involved in the Principia ARIS contacts and how the Society plans to build on those successes. He'll also outline the Schools Link project, which aims to show schools how they can use amateur radio to deliver course irons in a practical way to enrich the learning experience and in the process hopefully generate some new radio amateurs and perhaps radio communication engineers. More details, http://amsat-uk.org. Youngsters on the Air 2016 is taking place in Austria all next week. Over 100 youngsters from 30 IARU member societies, including a team from the USA, will be having a lot of fun with amateur radio. There'll be many workshops optimising their skills in electronics and contesting, and as well as making new international friends. On Monday at 10:25 UTC, there'll even be a telebridge ARIS contact with astronaut Jeff Williams, KD5TVQ. OE2 YOTA will be on the air on most bands in several modes, so give these young people a call. The organisers of the Western Supermare Rally on the 18th of September would like to ask all those traders and clubs who had planned to attend the rally, including those with bookings already, please to contact Dave G4CXQ on 07871 034206, or contact by email g4cxq@btinternet.com. The original organiser has been taken ill abroad and the relevant files are unavailable at this time. The construction of the Codebreakers wall surrounding Hut 8 at Bletchley Park has been finished. The wall is a recreation of the original wartime blast wall. You can sponsor a brick to be engraved with the name of a veteran, with your name or in memory of a loved one. The Codebreakers wall will be a memorial that will last for generations at Bletchley Park, and the money raised will help to complete the transformation of this historic place. Go to www.bletchleypark.org.uk and click on Support Us. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 17th of July, the McMichael Radio Rally takes place at Reading Rugby Football Club, Home Park, Farm Lane, Sunning Lane B4446, Sunning on Thames, Reading RG46ST. The venue has a free car parking, and a talking station will be on the air. Doors open 9:30, admission £2. There'll be trade stands, a car boot area, and special interest groups. Catering and licence bar are available on site. A raffle will take place on the day. Details from Min Standen 07715 771 665. The Cambridge and District Surplus Sale takes place at Coleridge Community Centre, Radigund Road, Cambridge, CB13RJ, from 7:30 on the 22nd of July. All are welcome to buy or sell amateur radio related equipment. Contact TNMH M0HTA on 07443046045. The Finningley ARS Annual Rally will be held on 24th of July at the Hearst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. There will be talking station, doors open 10:30, admission £3. The venue is on all one level. Car parking is free. There's a large indoor and outdoors traders area with major traders, special interest groups and RSGB bookstall. Also a flea market. Hot food and drinks will be available all day. More from Kevin, G3AAF, 07831 614640. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Martin SHK3Y will sign 5J0Y from San Andres Island from the 18th to the 23rd of July. This one counts as NA033 for Islands on the Air Award. Bram 3DA0AY has been active recently from Pig's Peak in Swaziland. It's expected he'll remain there until the 25th of July, QSL to his home call ZS6AYE. Stu VK4SDD will be active as 9 Alpha stroke call sign from Pasman Island, which is EU170 until the 22nd of July, QSL home call direct only. Clemente HK3Y will be active as 5J0Y from St Andrews Island, NA033 from the 18th to the 23rd of July, QSL HK3Y at the address given on QRZ.com. Tom KC0W will be on the air from Tuvalu between the 21st of July to the 18th of August. He operates CW only, 6-160 meter bands, QSL direct only, to KC0W and log search on Club Log. He does not use Logbook of the World. Special event news now. Today the 17th, Lawton and Epping Forest Amateur Radio Society is operating GB100NWA from North Weald Airfield Community Day, celebrating the airfield's 100th anniversary. Also on the 17th, Pontefracton District ARS will be operating GB1AVR from Ackworth Steam Spectacular and Vintage Vehicles event. A special event station will be on the air for Skiffy World, the World Rowing Championships between the 24th and 30th of July. They'll be operating from Delamont Country Park in Downpatrick Road, Killilea, County Down, BT39TZ. Wearside Electronics and Amateur Radio Society will be operating from the Lifeguard Station, Marine Walk Roker in Sunderland, on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of July for the Sunderland International Air Show. Operations will be on HF, VHF and UHF using the call sign GB4SAS. Everybody's welcome. Now for contest news this weekend, there are a couple of contests taking place. Today the 17th, the low power contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Using CW on 3.5 to 7 megahertz bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and power. The UK microwave group runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC, using all bands from 24 to 248 gigahertz. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. And finally for today, the 17th, the 70 MHz trophy runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the UHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80 meter club championships takes place from 1900 to 2030 UTC. This is the data leg in the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We got the HF prediction half right last week. We forecast the unsettled geomagnetic conditions that struck us on Tuesday, but NOAA got the weak solar flux index prediction totally wrong. Prior to last Friday, the sun had been almost completely spotless, but a new crop of sunspots broke out, pumping the SFI from the mid-70s to the high 90s. This was enough to wake up the higher HF bands, with DX working being available at times on 15 and 20 and 10 metres during the IARU HF World Championship last weekend. Looking forward, sunspot 2565 looks well established and should help keep the SFI higher. The US Air Force predicts the SFI will start the week at about 92 and tail off to 77 by Friday. If that is the case, HFDX might be more easily workable this weekend and earlier in the week. Solar flare activity from sunspot 2565 may be possible and could lead to relatively short-lived HF disruptions at times. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be reasonably settled early in the week, with perhaps more unsettled conditions sometime between Tuesday and Thursday due to solar coronal hole activity. Sporadic E activity could also bring short skip conditions from 20 to 10 metres at times, but more of that later. On to VHF and up propagation news. July is still in the midst of the sporadic E season, so that's probably the best exotic mode to seek out again during the current week. Look during late morning and early evening to save wasted effort whilst checking beacons and clusters for a heads up on what's happening. The RSGB forum propagation section contains a daily blog on the location of jet streams, which might be instrumental in forming sporadic E. This could give an early indication of prospects and which direction might be best. There's still a little time before the season ends to get a few more locator squares in the log. The prospects for tropospheric propagation are a little above average at first, with high pressure nearby over southern Britain this weekend, but expect it to decline early in the week. Tropo paths in summer tend to favour sea paths, and any paths over land are best overnight or just after dawn, when heating will break down any inversion. Once the high breaks down, the more unsettled weather pattern will give options for some rain scatter on the gigahertz band from midweek onwards. The moon is at its lowest declination today and losses are high all week, so the moon will be low in the sky and only visible for a few hours. And that's all for this week from the propagation team. And that's all for me also until next week.